The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.
The Ballymaloe Festival of Food is a new 3-day food festival that this year celebrates 60 years of Ballymaloe, running from today until the 19th of May. Rory O'Connell, who is co-founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School, joins me now. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning, Anton. Morning. Lovely morning in Cork.
Oh, good. 60 years, Rory.
Yeah, 60 years. Well, 60 years since the hotel was founded by Ivan and Myrtle Allen a long time ago. And then in the meantime, there's been various other bits and pieces. The Cookery School, Dorian and I started just over 40 years ago. The thrust, I suppose, of the festival this year is kind of remembering everything that's happened over the last 60 years and, you know, celebrating everybody who worked here and all our guests who keep coming and, you know, just being thankful, I'd say, really.
Now, the one thing that I've always been curious about with the Cookery School, Rory, is the level of skill of the people who show up to you. Because on the one hand, I would have thought that anybody who wants to do a Cookery School class is probably into cooking and therefore knows what they're at. But then if they are, well, then do they want to go to a school? So what level of talent do the people have when they come into you?
Well, we get, I mean, a varying level of talent. Some people, as you say, you know, will have done a fair bit of cooking already. And some people may have done very little cooking. And then for some people, it's a dream. It might be, you know, a career change. But a lot of our students definitely that come on our longer 12-week course, our 3-month certificate course, they are mostly wanting to make a career out of cooking. But it's amazing how quickly the students who have less experience and the students who have more experience, it sort of comes together after a few weeks into a sort of a plateau. And then everybody just goes along learning.
I imagine it must be difficult to balance the curriculum, because I remember talking years ago to a guy who ran a culinary institute, and he was saying, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but effectively what he said is, look, we have a lot of young people who arrive in here and they think they're going to be Gordon Ramsay, and for the first 12 weeks, all they do is chop.
Yes, right. Yeah,
you can't do that to paying customers.
No, we can't, absolutely. We move along at a fair old pace, Anton. And it's all about building skills, you know, learning how to make pastry, learning how to fillet fish, learning how to make stock, join to chicken. And then you learn all those skills and they're woven through delicious dishes that are built on those skills. And, you know, the menu changes every day. It's fast. It's intensive. But for those who want to learn, it's an incredible, the dynamic is really great. And because the Cookery School it sits in the middle of a 100-acre organic farm, a lot of the food that we cook in the school actually comes from the farm. So that sort of feeds into the whole understanding of where food comes from, the quality of food you need to be using, ideally, if you want to get delicious results. So, you know, it's dynamic, it's busy, but it just seems to work.
That has to be one of the things that has changed significantly over the period, both the 60 years of Ballymaloe and the 40 years of the Cookery School.
Yes.
The availability of ingredients, because it's a radically different picture now than it was back in the 80s.
You're completely right. Everybody knows what a pomegranate is nowadays. You know, 10 years ago, I mean, that there would have been a question mark for some people. So the range of ingredients that are coming from all over the world is amazing. However, I would say that our focus as much as possible, where possible, is on local food, some of which we produce ourselves and some of which, you know, we get from local producers. And then, you know, we don't grow lemons in Ireland, so we get our lemons from Italy. We can't produce olive oil in Ireland. Equally, we get our olive oil from Greece or Italians, and happy to pay them for it. But a lot of our focus is on, you know, the best quality local and Irish ingredients. And it's a bit of a problem because everybody, you know, we're all aware of climate change. Everybody know that maybe perhaps spuds are going to be scarce this year because the weather was so shocking the farmers couldn't get their seed into the ground. So that's changing. Not, I wouldn't say yearly, I'd say sort of seasonally. We notice small little changes. And the other thing that you know, it costs so much money to produce good food. So the willingness of consumers and so on to pay for the quality is, you know, something that needs discussion, I'd say.
The other thing, though, that with that, Rory, is that when you talk about local, even local has changed a lot. I mean, local to you now includes a buffalo farm and fresh mozzarella. That, again, the 80s
right.
didn't
I mean,
have that.
Yeah, it's unbelievably exciting. I mean, when I started cooking, you know, a very long time ago, you know, the notion of having Irish mozzarella was just, you just didn't think it would ever, it never even entered your mind. Or, you know, wonderful chorizos or salamis, or Irish wine, which is now becoming a thing, by the way.
Is it?
And so on. You know, so the whole larder, shall we say, has expanded in terms of what's being produced and grown in Ireland, which is unbelievably exciting. And in that way, it means that perhaps we're using a little bit less from abroad, but we'll still find the really great quality things from abroad that we can't produce ourselves. I'm happy to do so.
Now, one of the things that I have found over the years is that people will say to you, look, anybody can sing. They can be taught to sing. And
right.
I say, bear with me till I prove you wrong on that. And you, almost always once I break into song, they get the idea that not everybody can be taught to sing. Is the same true of food? Do you ever find yourself in the school thinking, look, it's just not for you?
Very unusual. I mean, our job is to make sure it is for you after you've paid the money. Do you know what I mean? So that's obviously our job. But definitely some people have it more naturally in their hands. And the other thing, Anton, that's really important. So if you get to explain to cooks, maybe somebody who doesn't come to naturally, is if you just approach it as a science. You get the recipe, you buy nice quality ingredients, you measure them, you follow the directions and you introduce them to X amount of heat for X amount of time. And you can be purely scientific approach and you will get a really great result. So do you know what I mean? So it's to get that message to cooks who might not find it, that it comes to them so naturally. They can forget the natural bit. Okay, I'm going to think like a scientist. I'll put on my white coat and I'll take that approach. They will get a result.
It has to be said, the Ballymaloe, I don't know which of it, because I know there's a series of different iterations, but there's one of the big hardback Ballymaloe cookbook that follows that approach where you start with mother sauces and mother recipes and then everything is
It's derivative of that. Absolutely, yeah. And that's the thing about learning skills. And we run a cooking school ourselves, but we'd love to see cooking going on in a national school, or at least if not national schools, definitely in secondary schools. It'd be great if young people could, you know how to make an omelette, make a soup, make a bread, just 7 or 8, maybe 10 things that would set them up for life, you know. And that would all contribute, Anton, to less food waste, to a greater understanding of how difficult it is for farmers and growers to produce the crops, you know, for fishermen to get out to sea, to get the lovely fish that we rely on. You know, I think it would be a marvelous thing. And for me, I mean, I love to cook, and I feel deeply lucky that I discovered by accident that cooking was for me. But it's also can be, now some people might scream at the radio when I say this, but for some people it's almost like therapy. You know, particularly if you get good at chopping and the repetition thing, there's sort of a therapeutic, there can be a therapeutic element to it. And of course, at the end of the heel of the hunt is something delicious to eat and nutritious.
Well, this is exactly it. I was talking to somebody the other day who was telling me they love ironing, and ironing's all well and good, but all you end up with is a nice crisp shirt. That's different to ending up with a paella. Now, if people want to find out about the Festival of Food, Rory, is it Ballymaloe website? Is that where to go?
Yes, Ballymaloe website, and go on to the grain store section, and then they'll see the Ballymaloe Festival of Food. And there's all sorts of fantastic events. Kicked off last night with some great demonstrations and pop-up dinners. After I'm speaking to you, Anton, I'm racing down to what's called the grain store to give a cookery demonstration. We've got the wonderful Jess Murphy from Kye in Galway doing a pop-up lunch tomorrow. The equally wonderful Aisling Moore from Goldie in Cork is giving a demonstration. There's garden walks, gardening talks. The marvellous Clodagh McKenna, who's a past student of the school, is giving a demonstration tomorrow at 10:15. And loads of free events. Tickets available at the gate as well, by the way.
Rory, enjoy it. And I won't hold you any longer so you get to that demonstration, because I know you have people waiting.
Not at all. And I look forward to cooking you something nice to eat when you come down.
Thanks again, Rory. Rory O'Connell, co-founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School.
The Anton Savage Show with Kieries.ie on News Talk.